Welcome back to the Aries Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing in the sixth chapter of Maseches Bechoros, and today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zion, 6 and 7. Mishnah Vav says, Ein lo beitzim, if the animal has no testicles, Ein lo ela be'a achas, or if it only has one testicle. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Im yesh lo shnei kisin, yesh lo shtei beitzim. Rabbi Yishmael says, if an animal has two sacks, then it has two testicles. Ein lo ela kis echad, and if it only has one sack, ein lo ela be'a echas, then it only has one testicle. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Moshivo ala kuzo umamaich. He says you have to test the animal by sitting it down on its butt and actually feeling, squeezing. Im yesham be'a, and if there's a testicle there, sofal it says, then squeezing it will eventually make it come out. And there was an incident where they squeezed it and it didn't come out. And when they slaughtered it as food, they discovered it stuck inside, internally. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva permitted it to be eaten as a balmum. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri did not permit it. And the difference of opinion is that Rabbi Akiva feels that since it didn't come out using this test, it's a balmum, even though there was a testicle internally. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri felt that it had two testicles, it wasn't a balmum. Let's look at the Bart Nuro. Ein lo beitzim o ein lo ela be'a echas. If it has no testicles or if it only has one testicle. Masnisen chasuri michsura. This Mishnah is quote-unquote missing pieces. It's got things that are understood in between what's actually stated. V'hachi katani, and this is what it means to say. Ein lo shtei beitzim b'shtei kisim. It doesn't have two testicles in two sacks. Ela b'kis echad, except they're both in one sack. Inami, or otherwise, shnei kisim u'be'a echas. It has two sacks and only one testicle. Hare ze mum. Then it is a baal mum. So if it has two sacks, one testicle, or two testicles, one sack, makes it a baal mum. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, im yesh lo shnei kisim. Rabbi Shmuel says, if it has two sacks, a seifa poli. He's disagreeing with the second statement. De ka'amar tanakama im ein lo ela be'a achas u'shnei kisim have mum. Because the first opinion says, if it has one testicle and two sacks, that's a blemish. Lohi, he says this is not the case. He says it's a fact, it's a known thing, that if it has two sacks, then it has two testicles. Avala resha mode, but he agrees with the first part. He agrees that in the first case, where there's only one sack, then it's like having only one testicle, and that would be a mum. So Rabbi Akiva proposes a test. You sit it down and you squeeze the sack. Im yesham be'a achas sofa letzeis. If it has a testicle there, it will come out. V'im eno yotza havi mum. And if it doesn't come out, that's a mum. So when this happened and it didn't come out, and they slaughtered the animal, v'hitter Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva permitted it. D'havi mum ho'avalo havi matza b'makoma kishameyachu mishamish. V'chein halacha. So he considers it a mum because it didn't come out into its proper place when handling the area as the test, and the halacha does follow Rabbi Akiva, so even if there is an internal undescended testicle that won't come out, that is a mum. Mishnah Zion. Bal chamesh raglayim, if an animal has five legs, o she'en lo ela shlosh, or if it only has three legs, this would make it a mum. V'sharaglav klutos kishel chamor, and if its feet are uncloven, like those of a donkey, v'hashachul v'hakasul, and then things that are called shachul and kasul, and rather than explain what these are, the Mishnah immediately goes on to do that for us. Ezahu shachul, what's meant by shachul? Shenishmetar yarecho, it's got a dislocated hip. Ukasul, and what's a kasul? She'achas meyarkosav gavoa, one of his hips is higher than the others. Let's look at the Bart Nuro. Balchamesh raglayim oshlosh, if it has five or three legs. Hodachashbiran le balmum velo trefa. The fact that our Mishnah is talking about an animal with five or three legs, which is a balmum, and can be slaughtered for food, and it's not treif, so it can still be slaughtered for food. Hani mili kishi yeser ochaser biyadav dahainu osa shel tzad harosh. That's talking about when it's got an extra or a missing foreleg. In other words, in the front of the animal, towards the head. Aval chaser regel o yeser regel miraglav ha'achronim. But if it's got an extra leg or a missing leg in the back, havi treifa va'aser ba'achila, then it's treif and you're not allowed to eat it at all. Klotos, if they are uncloven, agulos, meaning they're rounded, v'afilo hein sedukos havimum. Even if they're cloven but they're rounded, it's still considered a defect and the animal can be slaughtered because of it. Deparsos behema tahora eno agulos, because the hooves of a kosher animal are not supposed to be round. So even if they're cloven, if they are round, it's a balmum and it can be eaten. That is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Ches and Tes.